Now, for Simeon and Anna, they displayed some of the qualities that I was talking about earlier about in a kind of, I was talking about them in a very materialistic way, about me getting my Tracy Island for Christmas 1992. Whereas they take on a much bigger significance for Simeon and Anna in our story today. Apologies for the slight cut off there, but the child Jesus, the Messiah, they were certain that the Messiah was going to be born. Simeon himself had been promised that he wouldn't die before he saw the Messiah. They had peace in the wait, and they recognized Jesus for what he was. We're just gonna have a quick look at the three of those. They were certain it was coming. So we sometimes talk about the hope or faith in something happening. And but it's more than this kind of wishful thinking. It's a certainty that it's going to happen. It's an expectation. So there's a picture there of a lady waiting at a train station because she expects her train to be there. But for Simeon and Anna, it goes beyond that expectation. It's a full and complete knowledge that this is definitely going to happen. Not a hope, not a vague hope, not a expectation or a should, but a knowledge it's going to happen. In the same way that I had the knowledge that unless I did something absolutely terrible, that the Thunderbird's Tracy Island was going to be unwrapped on Christmas morning. They were certain that the Messiah was coming. They had peace in the wait. Now, I love this image. It's my favourite roller coaster at Alton Towers, Oblivion. You might not be able to see it particularly clearly, but for some reason they're all clergy that are on there. I found that image. It's rather lovely. I don't know what was going on there. There's probably some story behind that. But peace in the wait. Peace, we talked about it a few weeks ago during Advent. It's not about the absence of tough times. It's not about never feeling down, but it's about having your hope secure. On a roller coaster, such as Oblivion, that safety harness is going to keep you in place. You might not feel like you're safe or that you're in control. You might not even enjoy the ride, but that will keep you safe. It will keep you secure. And it was that kind of peace in the wait that Simeon and Anna showed. For decades and decades, they had been patiently waiting. But they had this sense of security that it was going to happen. It won't have meant there weren't tough times along the way. Anna, having never left the temple since her husband died many years earlier, won't have had the easiest of lives at all. It will have been tough, and people will have challenged her on what she was doing, I'm sure. But there was peace in the wait. And lastly, they recognized the Messiah for what it is. Simeon was led by the Holy Spirit. And I've shown the picture there of a wrapped up bike there. If you saw that wrapped up on Christmas morning, unless you've got a sort of prankster in the family who likes wrapping up things to look like something else, you're going to be pretty sure of what that is. It's a bike, by the way. And in the same way, Simeon recognized Jesus as the Messiah and was convinced that was the completion of his prophecy. I've seen the Messiah, that's it. My life's purpose, my life's promise is now complete. And at this point, Jesus is just a baby. He's not saved us from our sins at that moment. But Simeon and Anna recognize him for what he is, the Savior, the person who's going to rescue and restore Jerusalem, God's people, and to be a light to the Gentiles. But what about for us? What are we certain of? Well, I think from this story we can take that we should be certain of our salvation, the way that Simeon was certain that Jesus was the Messiah. We're certain of our own personal salvation and the restoration of the world. A time is coming when there will be no more pain, no more tears, no more suffering. Peace in the wait doesn't mean life is easy or it's always enjoyable or there are times where we don't feel vulnerable or under threat. Where does peace come from? Like Simeon and Anna, looking to Jesus. And three, recognizing Jesus for what he is. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to Jesus. Maybe we can recognize God in situations around us. Maybe there's opportunities that God has put in front of us and we can ask for the Holy Spirit's help in recognizing those. So certain in what is coming, salvation personally and for the world, peace in the wait because it is happening even if the journey isn't the most comfortable, and recognizing God in those opportunities that may come our way.